No greater love has any man than this, to lay down his life for his friend. Jesus desires to be our friend, so he has laid down his life for us. As many times as we've turned our backs on him, our friend, as many times as we've betrayed him, he never tires of forgiving us. We are the ones who tire of seeking his mercy. As we spoke on Palm Sunday, how our natural reaction is to draw back or even run away from facing the crucifixion, we talked about how that's a product of our not wanting to face the reality of our sin. The crucifixion should be a cause of great sorrow for us. To summarize how we ought to feel about the events we just heard recounted once more today, John quotes the prophet Zechariah, who said, "I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of mercy and supplication, so that when they look on him whom they have thrust through, they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and they will grieve for him as one grieves over a firstborn." Yes, we grieve and mourn when we acknowledge where sin leads, the cross of Christ. It is indeed true that the cross happened because of us. However, as we mentioned, there is simultaneously another truth that is being revealed through the cross. Our readings today in the scriptures in general emphasize that the cross happened not so much because of us, but for us. For us, for our salvation. The cross reveals not just the ugliness of our sin, even more so it reveals the power and the extremes of God's love for us. Indeed, because we know the terrible effect of sin, God's love comes through all the more clearly. As St. Paul said, it is precisely in this that God proves his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God's mercy proves to be even more marvelous once we realize the depth of humanity's betrayal, selfishness, and ignorance of God that is on display in the crucifixion of the only Son of God. We stand in awe at the one who from the cross says, "I thirst." He thirsts, we know, not because of a mere physical need. This is the one who, after all, had fasted for 40 days in the desert. He thirsts for souls. He had said to the woman at the well, "Whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." And later he said to the people, "Let anyone who thirsts come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture says, rivers of living water will flow from within him." Jesus' thirst is his desire for our salvation. "I thirst" means that he desires that we would be able to have our true thirst for God satisfied by what happened on the cross. His thirst is for us, that we would receive from him, that we would come to him in our thirst to receive mercy and forgiveness and new life. Now, Saint Therese of Lisieux, who I quote often, has given us this wonderful image to understand God's mercy and his desire for us. She likens God to a flaming furnace, furnace of mercy. And our sins, even the most heinous of our crimes, are like one single drop of water being totally evaporated in that immense furnace. That is the proportion, she says. All of our sins, compared to God's great mercy, are like one drop of water that disappears in the presence of the divine furnace of God's mercy. And Jesus thirsts for that one drop, for us to come with Him with our sins in utter confidence in His mercy. Of course, we approach the cross with knowledge of the resurrection, that Jesus was vindicated by the Father who raised Him up in the power of the Spirit. Hence, with utter confidence, we bring our sins to the Lord on the cross, with an unshakable confidence that what He has shown on the cross is a definitive victory over sin and death. He has shown us that God's love is more powerful than our sins. God never tires of forgiving us, and our infidelities cannot quench the furnace of His mercy. It rages on, not fatigued by our constant need to beg for mercy. The crucifixion happened because of us, because of our sins, yes. But more so, it was for us. God so loved the world. His pursuit of His beloved sons and daughters was so tireless that He sent His Son to love to the end, to the limit, to the cross. And there, it was our infirmities that He bore, our sufferings that He endured. He was pierced for our offenses and crushed for our sins. By His stripes, we were healed. Through His suffering, the servant shall justify many, and their guilt He shall bear. Because He surrendered Himself to death and was counted among the wicked, He shall take away the sins of many and win pardon for their offenses. The furnace of God's mercy has been fed by the very blood of His only Son, our Savior. And it is continually stoked by God's desire to forgive. Can we not see in the cross, in each wound received for our sake, God's undying love for us, those sinners? In His mercy, we place our trust. In His wounds, our sins are swallowed up. By His stripes, we are healed.